Blog Talk Radio.
Now this is an upgrade. And away we go. Hey. Used to this.
The best way to see the world is to experience it with travel upgrades and private events from Chase Sapphire Reserve. Chase, make more of what's yours.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Oh, come give it to me, baby. I said good old-fashioned country.
This is a product of WBNN. This is the Boston Chronicles on air live from Lagos. The dial-in number is 517-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. A time a man must stand wise with his mindful thinking and heartfelt action, because the learned man knows that very source of creation is woman. You see, my friend, I have been where you may go. I have returned from the realm of the ether. Do you know why you are a present from birth who was given a God gene on purpose? A deeper knowledge of truth leads to a deeper godliness. Her feet follow the inclination of her heart, so she makes cautious, wise, godly decisions. The only way for a woman as for a man to find herself is to know herself as a person by creative work of her own. When a woman stops conforming to the conventional picture of femininity, she finally begins to enjoy being a woman. But take this lesson to heart. A man or woman who knows themselves can step outside himself or herself and watch her own his own reactions like an observer in a deeper knowledge of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome again to the Boston Chronicle. Tonight, I have a longtime friend in the building tonight, and she goes by the name, the Goddess of Essence. And if I'm not mistaken, this goddess represents the spark of divine energy that is within each of us and is the true essence of who we are. With the world in the state that it is in, it is more important than ever for every human being to seek out their own inner God or goddess energy to create personal freedom and bliss for themselves. And for this to spread with each individual, sending ripples of this powerful energy into the world, is to live in this energy and to ignite that flame of life within you, to allow your spark to become a flame, to tend to that flame and light up, and to live in a state of glow, to allow your glow to be present always, to see the glow in others and support yourself and others to keep that goddess God energy alive. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to my great friend, the Goddess of Energy. My friend, are you here?
I am here. Greetings.
Hey, greetings, my friend. How are you tonight?
I am wonderful, and I am so elated to be here.
And I am so glad to have you here. You're the first thing that came to mind when my boss over there, WBNN, said, you need an interview. So you came to mind right off the bat, and I said, let me hit you
well,
up.
Hey.
And I hit you up. So let me tell the listening audience a little bit about you. Ladies and gentlemen, the Goddess of Essence is a sexually and sensually liberated being. She is a sensual spoken word artist and erotic entertainer. She is a lover's lover and believes in the power and practice of sex magic use, and uses the art of intimacy and sensuality to manifest her desire. She is also the host of her very own live Instagram podcast on Saturday night at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 12 p.m. noon Eastern Standard Time, where the subjects of love, lust, sexuality, sensuality, spirituality, and self-care healing are at hand. She is unapologetically healing and being free. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the one and only, my great friend, longtime friend, the Goddess of Essence. All right. How are you? You ready for this?
I'm going to give myself a round of applause.
Okay. Now, I got a question for you to start this off. So you can explain
this. Let me just say that the introduction was everything. I'm going to need you to introduce me everywhere I go. Can you just record that so everywhere I go I can have you introduce me? Because I don't think it's going to get better than that. I mean, it may, but you know, you are.
Okay, well, you have to get with my boss on that one. You have to get with DeGosi on that. He'll send you, I think he might send you the recording of that introduction. Okay, so you have to send him an email or send him a text and let him tell you what he can do. Okay, I'm not on that end of the bucket.
Listen, young lady, anytime you want to come on and introduce it, you know, anywhere that he needs to introduce you, yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You know, we ambidextrous here, you know what I'm saying? Back to the Boston Chronicles.
All right. First question I have for you. The goddess of energy is the energy of what?
My very own personal divine feminine and what I embody as a being. I don't use the term goddess lightly at all.
Okay.
There are a lot of words that are so lightly used because they're popular. Hey, God, hey, goddess, hey, king, hey, queen. That means something to me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is not a god. Everybody is not a goddess. Everybody is not a king. Everybody is not a queen. But I do my best to live in my divine feminine and to represent the entity or entities that reside within me. So I am Goddess Essence.
Okay. Well. Now, I like that. I do like that. Next question at hand. And this is not going to be so tough to answer. Because she is connected to her essence. What brings
that
her?
Part?
Huh? Say that again.
No, I'm just saying that part.
Okay. Because she is connected to her essence, what brings her and centered?
Oh my. Goddess Essence is a sensual being. She loves intimacy. So anything that stimulates me spiritually and mentally will more than likely make the cat meow or purr or raise that goddess energy.
Okay. Now, next question. A goddess has limitless compassion, and I know that for a fact. What is her innate ability to nature?
Say that one more time. I want to make sure I take all of that in.
A goddess has limitless compassion. What is her innate ability to nature?
Oh, okay. I would say knowing that I am a part of everything and everything is a part of me. For the simple fact that divinity is, it's omniscient, so I'm everything, and everything is me. And I do my best to connect with that. And that aspect to appreciate everything, because everything has a purpose. If we can learn to love and appreciate all things, we would see that all things serve a purpose, and no one thing is greater than the other. Everything works together in divine order.
Okay. Very good. I like that. Well, for right now, I want to hear one of your written spoken word piece. I'm giving you the mic.
I'm not even sure what piece I want to do first. Okay. I said I was just going to go with the energy because I can be an overthinker. So I was like, I don't know which one I want to do first.
Okay.
Let me do, maybe I should start off with Goddess Touch.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. Give me one moment.
All right, as she's getting her electronic technicians together, all the folks around the world, 516-453-9133, all they do is press 1 to join the conversation, and it's brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Come on, girl, let's get it. Come on.
Yeah.
Here I go. You're already naked, vulnerable, and longing for me. Spirit wounded, so allow me to cover and clothe thee. You may be bound, but I can certainly set you free. Heal you of all your scars as I totally give you all of me. Yes, I see now that you are totally contrived, and together we can become greater beings. Just look into me. Truly see me, please. I've already met you at that place that you have need of me. I've been there time and time before, taking care of you and satisfying those needs. Can't you feel me? Close your eyes. Reach for my touch. I'm less than a thought away. I'm right there, deeply embedded into your mainframe. The consciousness of your soul, the very part of your DNA. The nature of you that is me blows like a refreshing cool breeze. It calms you, soothes you, putting you at subtle and gentle ease. Don't you know who I am? I told you to look into me. I am Goddess Essence, your goddess, high priestess, celestial queen. You are emperor, baby, more than a fucking king. So believe me, we rule magically and majestically. Granted, perfection upon perfection is what we be as we make our very own way. Legacy beyond legacy, and an eternity. This is indefinitely a goddess essence thing. So stay for a while. Let's make a love child, and in the meantime, I desire to see your entire spirit smile. Things are definitely getting better. That's why I'm sending you this love letter. Call out my virtue. Embrace my presence and forever receive the virtuous gift of my cloaked fluorescence. She that is me is omnipresent. Greet her with your absolute best efforts. Together we perform unidentified cosmic blessings, and this is indeed our blissful life lesson. And with all of that, you have now ultimately received the wonderful touch that is known as Goddess Essence. And peace.
Wow. Now, you know, I'm going to have to breathe on that one. Because I read deeper and in between the lines on that one. It was like you opened up a door for me. Now I'm sticking my hand in it. So while I'm sticking my hand in it. While I'm sticking my hand in it, we're going to have a track by the International Internet, DJ Lester, Brother O.
Yeah, S. Filler, Real, Calvin.
You got me high, I stay alive, I wanna make you feel alright.
No, go ahead.
So you got going on, what up here is going on.
Cigarette, fantasy that you just like that. You got me on a natural high. You're tempting me, girl, I can't lie. Tell me what your name is. You say you got a main squeeze, and it's he, only he, that can hold your eye. Girl, I'm not mad at you. Do what you want to do. But if I had my way,
you said you got me high. I wanna make you feel alright
now. Go
ahead. So you got it going on. What I feel is so strong. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah.
Let's go.
Go ahead with yourself. If it was up to me, you'd be by yourself.
Let's go.
Go ahead with yourself. If it was up to me, you'd be by yourself.
Girl, I like the way. Your hair done in the sexy way. Yeah, you gotta run, cause you got a man at home, and he always checks your phone.
And you gotta be there on time.
When he checks your phone, he won't find my number this time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a product of WBNN. This is the Boston Chronicles on air now, live from Lagos. The dial-in number is 517-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And tonight we have Alter Voice, the Goddess of Essence, in the building. And boy, 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 y'all better pay attention because it is happening over here. In the Boston Chronicle. All right. All right. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right. All right now. Goddess of Essence. When I first met you years back, and I've watched the changes over the years, and I've come to see that you are deeply connected to the spirit and have become comfortable with the timing of the seasons of life. What does she do to maintain her inner connection above all else?
Oh, my goodness. I was going to say that's an easy one, but it's kind of easy for me. I'm just always, I'm always growing. I always want to be better. I strive for greatness. I almost said I strive for perfection, but your best at the time that you are doing your best is perfect for that time. And I think we think as perfect as without flaws. And to me, that's not what perfection is. Perfection is doing your absolute best and just owning that. So mm-hmm. I'm always going within. I'm always making sure that I'm just being the best being that I can possibly be. Like, mm-hmm. how can I be more enlightened? How can I be more loving? How can I be more giving? Just an overall well-rounded, beautiful person. When I think about what beauty is, I want to represent beauty. I want to embody that. So when people cross my path or I cross people's path, they can say, you are such a beautiful person. And I look at my exterior, but it's like, okay, I really do see your true value and your true beauty. And that means a lot to me.
Wow. See, that is the one reason why you and I have maintained this friendship for so long. I can pick up the phone and call you. If I have an issue, I can call you. You give me some divine wisdom to help me through the situation. You know, I love you for that, being able to step into that goddess essence and teach and maintain the sanity of another person. You know what I'm saying? But ladies and gentlemen, listen up carefully. You now have the goddess of essence in the building. And this is a product of WBNN. This is the Brooklyn Chronicles on air now from Lago. And the dial-in number is 516-453-9133. You need to press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And if you are having issues of calling into this number or your plan doesn't support this number, download the text app now, and you can call in for free. There's no problem. Go to your store and download Text Now app, and you can call directly in to the show. Okay? Now.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Now, let me say this. A goddess seeks truth in every situation, and she does not anger easily. And she does not take anything personally, despite not tolerating poor treatment from others. How does she continuously build upon her self-love?
Knowing that I haven't arrived yet, and as long as I am still existing in this body, knowing that that is a process, an ongoing process, while spirit is in the body, that's something that I have to work on. And so it keeps me grounded. And I'm just always trying to be trying to be my best. It's been such a long journey for me to get to this enlighten space and time. It's been a long journey, a difficult journey, but one that's worthwhile. I wouldn't change it. But when I say it's been hard, it's been hard.
Okay. Okay.
I would say I'm like a flower or a plant, not necessarily a flower, but a plant. You have to prune plants all the time. You have to constantly feed them and nurture them. You have to water them, but you have to prune them and make sure that the things that are dying that you pluck off, cut off, so new life can grow from those roots and those stems.
Okay, okay. Now, this is what I want from you. I want another poem from you.
And another poem you shall have. This piece is titled Truth. I want to kiss you all over, lick you from your grounding to your crown, and suck on your sacral energy as we explore cosmic perpetuity. Open me up wider than any legs could ever go. We both have keys to unlock and master energetic sexual flow, so come with me. Don't hold back, baby. I need you to enter into that deep realm, that beautiful brown in color but juicy dark black hole. There, Yoni's stories are kept and never told, but do be careful because she's very capable of swallowing you whole. Get lost in there. Find treasures forevermore. Plug into my electromagnetic frequency and frequency as I induce you for more. Can you feel the burning fire of the flaming torch igniting you at your very core, oozing out of each and every one of your pores? Let that sensation completely engulf you. Then allow the nature of the phoenix rising to overtake you and make you pure. You are now experiencing my tantric shamanic love making galore. This right here is pure unadulterated pleasure, and you'll never desire anything more. Unlimited access, granted, strictly just for you. So do what must be done. Fulfill our universal sacred truth. This is me, and this is you. In peace.
Wow. You know... You make me sit down and not overthink or not underthink, but you always make me rethink. Feel me?
Oh, my. Okay.
You always make me rethink, you know, because I, as you know, over the years, you've known me and spoken to me and we've written together and stuff as such, you know. I can really say back in the day in my early writings, you had a lot of influence in those posts, and I've approached you on a number of occasions, and we've written. I was definitely trying to go back and find my memory stick with all our works on it, and I haven't found it yet.
I know,
yet.
Right?
I wish I... Yeah, and I saved all of that. What we've written over the years, you know, and a lot of my earlier stuff is it was influenced by you, what you've told me, what you said in those rites, you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, that's what it is. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a track by the international internet DJ, the legend, Brother O.
Trade what I had with you for nothing in the world. And it changed, things changed. I got a little money, bought me a car, bought that big house, and they love it. Next thing you know, I'm texting your friend. But if it's gonna make me change, make me do stupid things, it caused my life to change.
Call radio,
my session, cause I don't wanna sing no more.
I don't wanna sing no more. Promise myself I won't do this no more. So sad, I don't wanna sing no more. No more.
You don't have to cook and clean, use your time and do. Got a made for that, a big bank account. You can see my face at the new thing, they say it's no music days or thrown away. I had done this way, cause you know the deal.
Common sense,
tell your shit ain't real. Money makes people change,
do some
stupid things, and call our life a change.
Call radio, all record stores, tell them to stop my record.
Can't cancel my session, cause I ain't gonna sing no more.
I don't wanna sing no more.
Yeah, I don't wanna sing no more.
So sad,
it ain't worth it, girl.
I don't wanna sing no more. No more.
Yeah. All I ever wanted to do was make mama happy. Then you came along. And it took a little more to make you smile. Took a little more to please the crowd. And let me explain this to you, girl. Nothing has mattered to me in this world. But it's gonna make me change, make me do stupid things. It caused my life to change. Can't cancel my session, cause I ain't gonna sing no more.
I don't mean to upset the sleeping complacency or the lack of yourself. I want you to understand, if a man or a woman with a triangular front and a polygonal back was allowed to exist and to propagate a still more irregular posterity, what would become of the arts of life? Remember a time when I explained to your mind and telepathic thoughts relating to the acuity of I combined a 3D dimension of a tenfold acuity on the 12th level of a humanity. Communicating across language barriers is an essential feature of our consciousness, and in four dimensions shall not a moving cube yet become an analogy that is infallible confirmation of a series of 2, 4, 8, 16 But the line therein lies two bounding points, and in a square there's a four bounding line. So in a cube there must be six bounding squares. Behold, once more, the confirming series, 2, 4, 6. Is it not that an arithmetical progression to understand the precise point of and when the possible becomes the impossible? How I walked out of fiction into, and an illusion, the matrix you thought was real, that invites you to the next question. The correlated complexity with which simulated future events are, you're a strain of a smart mouse waiting on the simulator to turn you into hamburger simply because you cannot see that other higher spaces land now and low because you have no eye in your stomach. The voice of the sphere is knowledge, is a three dimension. Open your eyes once again and try to look steadily yet more spacious space, some more dimensional dimensionalities from the vantage ground of which we shall look down together. Upon the revealed inside of solid things and where they end, own intestines, and those of their kindred sphere will lie exposed to the view of the poor wondering exile to expose the vast sheet of paper on which straight lines, triangles, and other figures. What I think this is to utter, and what is utter, it hears, in itself a thinker. Such at least in the painful teaching of my experience, the courtship of this long duration, because you are not accustomed to light and shade and perspectives confined to bring you into a greater vibrational energy. Will you receive it in this analogy of this dimension? And that's a piece. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now at the product of WBNN. This is the Boston Chronicles on air now live from Lagos. The dollar number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And we have in the building my great friend, Alta Voice, the goddess of essence. She is in my building right now. So y'all dial into the show and listen to all of this energized information that you can put to practice and make yourself have a better understanding to step through that door of life to understand yourself. All right. All right. Goddess of Essence, you still here?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Question. How does her self-love practices enable her to maintain her strong connection with her true essence?
Oh, I would have to say just being true to myself, following my own path, my own path, following my own divinity, and being unapologetically me, just true to what's within. Because when we shut out all noises, if nobody ever spoke a word to us, if we were here on this planet by ourselves, if we get to that quiet and that still place to really feel and hear what resonates within us, that's how we stay true to our purpose and who we are.
See that, listen, audience, that right there was a lesson in itself. Pay attention. All right. Now, you know that, like I constantly say, I've been knowing you over the years, and we've conversed over the years and stuff, and I've noticed that you have a lot of self-discipline. You have your feet planted. So, and I want to say that you are, I want to say this, you know, I don't know if anybody else would say this, but I can say this, but knowing you over the years, I can say that you are self-disciplined in every area of your life. Are you moving toward that? And knowing that caretaking of your body, mind, and heart, and soul, what is her main gift in responsibility in life. And what is her responsibility with grace?
Oh, okay. So, two-part question. That's a deep one. So the first part of the question is, what is my responsibility to, did you say to myself?
Okay. What is the responsibility? What is your responsibility? What is your main gift and responsibility in life?
Okay. Let me take that one. What is my main gift and responsibility
in life?
In life, to teach, encourage, and invoke. Slash inspire.
What did you? What was that key word? That power. P-O-W-E-R in capital letter. Power. And you know what? Let me say this. And most men would not understand this as I say it right at this moment. Do men know that without the feminine energy, that they would not have the power to maintain feminine energy? You have to know your feminine side and your masculine side in order to be able to access that feminine
energy. Come on now.
And match it with your masculine energy. You understand?
You better come through. You better come through.
So that's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. Without feminine energy, masculine energy would not stand the glow. You feel me? That is the reality of it all. All right.
Oh, there's so much I can say to that right there. I want to say something just really, really briefly. Because
okay.
I just got this image in my head. There are a lot of times we can see what we naturally perceive as a beautiful woman, a gorgeous woman. Oh, she's so fine. She's so sexy. She's so beautiful. She's this. She's that. And then we'll judge the person that she's with sometimes, certain people, if they don't feel like that individual matches her physical appearance. And we wonder why she's with that individual. It's not because she's dating down or she married down. It could be just that he understands and compliments her divine feminine. So if men can learn that, we'll be going somewhere or getting somewhere. I have to say
that. But I'm going to tell you, if we stop looking at the physical woman and try to understand the spiritual woman,
yes,
then you will see a masculine energy. Good masculine energy will not look at the physical woman in the first place because the masculine energy is looking for that door that she will open up so he can come in. Now, when he comes in, she might have a fence there because she might want to stop him at the threshold of that door to see if he can generate enough energy to come past the threshold through the gate. And if he comes through the gate, then it's something about his energy that will attract that feminine energy, and there will things start to happen to understand those two forces that are about to collide with each other.
That's it. People have to understand that energy is spirituality. It's not about the what's the word I'm looking for? The sexual orientation, or how we define what society defines as a man and a woman. But it's all about energy. And if the energy is balanced, that's why in my piece I said, truly look into me and see me. There's another piece that I have that says, you cannot feed me. When an individual cannot pour into another individual that is vibrating high, they don't have any substance, anything that can nourish that individual. And so when we look beyond...
I say that all the time. I say it all the time. When a man cannot pour into a woman, there is nothing there. That's why the river stops flowing, and on the other end, when it does stop flowing, it washes out that dirt road that leads to her.
And vice versa. I don't want to just make it seem like that it's just men pouring into women, but a woman has to also compliment her significant other. So when men are choosing partners, I think it's important. No, not I think. It is important for men to understand and know that you all also must choose partners that complement you. Like, we have to know what we want. We have to know our value. We have to know what sustains us. We have to know what our love language is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you continue. This conversation is getting really, really deep.
this is going to require another show with you. That's what that's going to do. But right now, I want to hear that point you're talking about.
You say you want to hear a piece?
I most definitely do. And ladies and gentlemen, while she's getting ready, this is a product of WBNN. This is the Boston Chronicles on air now, live from Lagos. The dial-in number is 516-453-9133. You have to press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by the Golden Time Walter Media. We have the Goddess of Essence in the building. And if you're having an issue with calling in on this number or your rate plan don't call for this number, download the Text Now app and you can call into the show for free. All right. Goddess of Essence, you ready?
I am ready.
Oh, do your thing. The mic is yours.
As the cool wind blows across the dark, cloudy skies, your warm, tantalizing saliva pours down my clear caramel thighs. But I don't mind. I look down at you as you look up at me, and our eyes meet like twinkling stars in a faraway galaxy. We are exuding pure, passionate ecstasy. And as the night passes by, I turn over once again just to look at you and say, draw closer to me before the rising sun draws nigh. We've laid here caught up in the majesty of our lovemaking, and I don't want to say goodbye. Baby, please don't go. Not just yet. After such an amazing night of passion, love's inspiration is beginning to set. That, along with this gentle breeze and this ambiance, makes me so ultimately wet. I really want to take it to the next step. We often say to one another, to infinity and beyond, and together you and I climb to the highest peak of the cosmic ether, and we sexually and sensually never stop. You cause my entire DNA to burst and pop, spilling out all of my essence and my energy. That in itself creates new and beautiful beginnings, so keep giving me everything that I am needing. pour it on and lavish it all on me. Janet Jackson once said, anytime, any place. And you and I have created this sacred, magical space where only our love spells will do. You are inside of me, intertwined, and I am also inside of you. Two equal minds, now one connected consciousness, eons upon eons, forever and time spent. This is what we do. This is our truth. Me and you. And that's that peace.
You went deeper this time. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We got a track next by the Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster, lifetime achiever, Brother O.
Hey, love. I got you in my heart. I realize now more than ever how much I want you. And I need you.
Might as well let you know.
a love affirmation untold. He told you he loved you in so many special ways, and he explained love in the four matrix of the 700 different plus process of love, changing attitudes, perceptions, and then showed you the beauty and the benefits of love through action and spiritual gifts. And then built love foundation with spiritual growth. Would you be able to connect his soul with yours because he could feel your heart need and then prove it with the intimacy of one of the most precious things? He will not try to change you. It is you who changes the energy in a way you feel to feel about love. The love he's willing to give to you with the responsibility and accountability after all he has shown you, built around you, through the functions of love. What is it that you don't understand about the love I have given you? But lady, what is not in the love that you want? What is it that you want, if you want? If you want to improve what is already wonderful. He's already illustrated commitment, but he can't be trapped under a mantle of passivity of a love affirmation untold. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now back. You are now back with the product of WBNN. This is the Boston Chronicles on air now, live from Lagos. The dial-in number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Negotiable Time Multimedia. We have Alta Voice, the goddess of essence in the building. And if you are having an issue with calling into the show or your plan does not support calling into the show, download the TextNow app and dial into the show for free. We have caller number 1 in queue. Who do I have the opportunity of meeting? Call
up. Hi, peace and blessings, Brother Boston, and peace and blessings to your guests.
Greetings, beloved.
Hi, I just called in, Brother Boston, just to support the show and let you know I'm enjoying it, and very nice poetry.
You appreciate you calling in. Absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
You got a poem or something that you want to recite?
No, I'm just going to tell the people when my show is. My show is February the 3rd, and I'm going to continue listening to you and your guests.
Okay. All right. Great. Absolutely.
Thank you for the compliment. I love it.
All right, sweetheart.
All right. Brother O, we got any more callers in the building?
No, we're going to continue this show. Let's get it, man. I love this girl.
All right. Goddess of essence. Building the relationship with our bodies enables us to access our own intimate wisdom. From your point of view, how do we engage the doors to real relationships with our own body?
Oh, we is getting juicy. Okay.
I would first say to know yourself. And when I say know yourself, we have to be comfortable with ourselves first. We have to know that it's okay to enjoy certain things and not feel guilty about it. Like, pleasure is supposed to be pleasurable. It's supposed to be enjoyable. So whatever you like, whatever it is that you desire, we have to know that it's okay and be comfortable with that. And once we know ourselves, just be free and open enough to know that we can have whatever we desire. We don't have to lack anything. And that's how I strive to live my life these days. I don't feel like we should. No, not feel. I'm very intentional with my words. I don't believe we should lack anything, especially when it comes to physical pleasure.
that's the perfect thing for us to understand. You know, I'm gonna say this: for men and women, it's the maturing, the nurturing of the feminine aspect of strength, which is necessary for a balanced attitude to oneself and to others and to relationships. This creates a strength which is nurturing, caring, and yet helping to bring our strength into the other person. How do you feel about that?
Say that one more time. I apologize.
For men and women, it is the maturing of the feminine aspect of strength, which is necessary for a balanced attitude to oneself and to others and to the relationship. This creates a strength which is nurturing, caring, and yet helping to bring the strength in the other person. How do you feel about that?
I believe it's both. Both energies have a part to play. The feminine energy can't be on its square. Let me not say her. The feminine energy cannot be on point, and the masculine energy not on point.
Right.
It definitely has to be equal. So, as far as what someone may need energetically, spiritually, in order to maintain a healthy relationship, both people have to be that. One important thing is we have to be at the level that we seek also. We can't want someone that has all of their ish together and then we're lacking. And a lot of people got that twisted. That's a whole nother conversation.
Well, we're gonna approach that in the near future. That's for sure. Okay. Now, when a woman and a man has taken the path of healing, it opens the heart, feelings, and sex becomes a two-way experience for both to enjoy. How do you feel about that, what I just said?
I'm so happy you asked this question because a lot of people don't understand that sensuality, not so much sexuality, but when it comes to sensualness, intimacy, that is a very spiritual thing. And the more we heal, in my opinion, and from my experience and, you know, my perspective, the more sensual we become. For me, there's not one without the other. So the more sensual we become, the more healed we are. And so, therefore, we're able to give our partners potentially, if they're operating on the same frequency level or if they have reached a certain level of healing and knowing themselves also, that we can satisfy them because we know what that level is like. If I can give an analogy, it's almost like when people are in the same tax bracket, they can relate to one another. You know what I mean? So when we're doing the same inner work, making sure we're living unapologetically and we're being authentic and true to our purpose and who we are, it just makes intimacy and sex better because there's a connection. you have to be connected to yourself before you connect with anyone else.
Teach it, teach it. There you go. Teach it. Teach that.
And if not, the connection won't last. You're connecting with something that you desire and something that you have not attained already. That's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. I always say this. What you see in yourself is what you attract from the other person. So
absolutely.
If you see love and caring and giving and nurturing in yourself, that's what you're going to attract from the opposite sex. That's exactly what you're going to attract.
And if we're not attracting what we truly desire.
Uh-huh. The law of attraction is not anything to play with. Believe me, it's not nothing to play with.
Not at all. And let me just say, if we're not attracting what we truly desire, then that means that's something that we need to learn and an area that we need to grow in.
Absolutely. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to have another track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcast and lifetime achiever, Brother O. Brother O, yo, show.
There ain't no turning loose, baby. You make me wanna shoot, baby. You're mine.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the product of WBNN. This is the Boston Chronicles on air now, live from Lagos. The dollar number 516-453-9133. You must press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by the Golden Time Multimedia. Ladies and gentlemen, we have out the voice, the goddess of essence in the field. Excuse me. And if you have an issue about dialing into this number or your plan does not support this number, download the TextNow app, and you can use that TextNow app to call into the show. Listen to the show weekly, day in and day out, 7 days a week, but using that TextNow app. All right. Now, got an essence. First and foremost, before I get you to do this piece, I want to know, self-trust is a key attribute of the goddess energy. How does a person, not in practice, go about accessing those attributes?
Please forgive me. I need you to repeat that one more time for me, hon.
Self-trust is a key attribute of the goddess energy. How does a person not in practice go about accessing those attributes?
That is such a great question. I love it. Okay. We have to know that or understand that we are divine, that we are, or that the energy of the all-knowing and the all-seeing dwells inside of us. And if we truly, truly, truly understand that and know that, then we won't question anything that resonates within us. A lot of times we do the thing, something told me, or for some reason I just blah, 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 blah. It's not for some reason. Your higher consciousness, your Godhead, your spirit, that all-knowing part of you has tapped on another level of your consciousness and spoke to you. And so when we recognize that, or when we know that, it's easy to trust yourself. I tell people often, when I feel something, it doesn't have to be proven. The fact that it resonates within my spirit is all the proof that I need. Because I know myself. I know what resides in me. I've seen the I've seen the outcome of what happens when I've listened to what people call their intuition. And it's just your higher self. We have different levels of consciousness, and that are connected to what people may call the heavens or the ether or what have you. And it gives us messages. Did that answer the question? Is that clear?
That was how much clearer can you get? How much clearer can you get? You know, I love
I'm just making sure.
I love the essence of your spirit. I love the physicality of your spirit, because when you speak, you manifest what you speak. You live it and you walk it. And I could say that for a fact, because there's never any time that I haven't spoke to you that you've taught me something. It's like I'm going to the bank to get a loan. and I put in my application and I end up getting the loan for free. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I love that about you. You have always added a little gas to my tank. You always changed the oil of my mind and made me do things in my rights that bring my rights alive, you know. So I have to give you that prop. We go a long way back. You know, a lot of people won't believe it, don't believe it, but we go a long way back, and I have never stopped appreciating you for your thoughts and who you are and what you have made claim to. And I see that you have followed that protocol all the way up until now, this day. I got you front and center. I appreciate you. Now,
and I appreciate
that point. You have never showed me nothing else different. Nothing else different from day one. You've never showed me nothing else different. All right. Now, let me have that point.
I love the way that she touches me. I love the way that he cares. I love the way that they both twirl their fingers in and out of the locks of my hair. I love it how they take me there. I close my eyes, I lean back my head, and I moan as both my king and my queen are masters of their throne. I love it when we get grown and sexy, and every way that they touch me, everything that they do to me is so heavenly. The love that they give is adoringly sweet, and you know what? We some fucking beasts in the sheets. Their fucking cunnilingus makes me scream. I grip the sheets and I hold his head as I pull her closer to me. And when he goes deep, I cream. She grabs my hand and says, breathe, baby, breathe. And that's when my pussy really begins to leak. And then there's all of the things that I do for her as my queen. Kiss her on her face and her neck, working my way down to the nipples and licking on her chest. I want to hear her talk that dirty talk to me. She makes me feel like such a raunchy, slutty freak. So I whisper in her ear while playing with her yoni and say, baby, come for me. I'm getting a little caught up. That piece always gets to me. Y'all forgive me. Hold on now. I be feeling that. Woo! Okay. I just did the come for me. Now, my king is definitely the man, but he also understands that me, as a sex and a love goddess, I always have a plan. My desire is to fill us all up until we can no longer take anymore. Take us to our own magical land, our sacred space, this magical shore where what happens at the magical shore? A place where we can relax, unwind, be totally and completely free. A place for him to totally understand that he is God and King, fucking two goddess queens. Now, I'm pretty sure that with this picture painted, you can now see as well as he sees that with her and I by his side and this sexy love scene, He'll always and forever rule majestically. And that's that peace.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I have a comeback for you, but I'm going to address all the queens when I come back. But I'm going to do this after closing of the show. But right now, we got caller number two in the building. Caller number two, you are now in the building.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where all the five daughters and smart moms buying up all the crab legs over there at ShopRite over in Omni Plaza. You dig it? Can't even get no damn salmon over there. But what's going on with it, Mr. Boston?
Hey, man, you know, I just had to bring my sister on today because, you know, there was a path shown me, and at the end of that path lay her. So I had to get her here. So y'all can get this understanding, this lesson that she give to y'all today. And I hope that a lot of people learn something here tonight with her being in the Boston Chronicle building tonight. And my friend of a long time, I knew she was going to come in here, and I knew she was going to step up and meet the challenge. You know, and normally when I have a guest, I normally try to send the guest the question that I might ask. She told me straight like this, let's just freestyle this show. So that's what she got. She got the freestyle question, and if she asked me what I asked her, I done been done forgot already. You know what I'm saying? But she did a wonderful job here tonight, most definitely.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this, and, you know, good evening. Oh, well, first of all, that's good evening there, Sugar Dip. What is your name there, Sugar Dip? I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. I'm being quite rude here. Because I'm going to tell you, when I heard that last poem, I had to check to see if I had clothes on. You hear me? You know, I wasn't sure what was going on. You see what I'm saying? I had to make sure I was still had clothes on, and I was standing. I don't know if I was laying down or standing up when I was listening to that. But I wanted to elaborate on something that she said that was very important and enlightening as far as, you know what I'm saying, the higher self, the inner self and higher self, you know what I'm saying? You know, I get in touch with my powers every now and then, you know what I'm saying? When I'm sitting down, I'm Charles Xavier. And when I'm standing up, I'm Magneto. You see what I'm saying? Where, you know, at either or, you know what I'm saying, I'm seeking out people with other people with powers. That's basically what I'm trying to tell you. I build armies by seeking out other people with powers. You heard what I said? I'm gonna leave it on that because, yo, y'all dropping some heavy, 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 heavy chronicles here. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, fall back as I should. I'm learning, you know what I'm saying? So because, you know, every day is a classroom for you. You know what I'm saying? You can't stop learning.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to take advantage of that and those jewelries, you know what I mean? Shout out to you both. You know what I mean? I had to stop in and stab in and crash in. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your nephew done crashed his Dodge Challenger about 14 times and the bumper's hanging off. Check your satellite.
To answer your question,
man.
I am Goddess Essence, dearie. He had asked me what was my name. I am Goddess Essence.
I think he dropped the mic already. But anyway,
that's fine. As long
as
he's still in the queue and can hear me, he will know my name and who I am.
All right. I got caller number three in the building. Caller number three, you are now in the Boston Chronicles room. Who do we have?
Hey, Mr. Boston, how are you tonight? I'm enjoying it. How are your special guest? Hello, special guest.
Greetings, beloved.
I just want to call in and support. This is Angela. I'm calling from, I'm actually home in Myrtle Beach. So I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina tonight.
She's down excited about it, too.
Yeah, I'm home. I've been gone. I've been away since November, so I'm finally home.
So, yeah, well, you know what? I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling in, Angela. You know, I gotta start calling in more times too. But I be on the road a lot. You know, and I don't want to call into the show and get all that noise in the background. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times I'll be out on the freeway. You know, and I don't want to call into the show because I don't have a mute type thing on my microphone on my headset. You know, and I'm in the car or the truck all the time, and you know, I just don't I just don't want to mess up the show, you know, with all the extra background noise, you know. Yeah. All right. You got anything for us?
No, I don't have nothing tonight. I don't have nothing tonight. You know, I'm not a poet, but you know, I'll write something. But I don't have nothing tonight. But I appreciate what you do and what you bring to the network, and I appreciate your special guest on tonight. Just enjoying poetry and y'all being able to express yourself and letting the listeners know that it's okay to express yourself. So I truly appreciate that. So thank you.
All right.
That's it.
Well, I have a special message to all the queens at the end of this show. So just stay tuned for that. All right. It is now time, Ngozi time. It is Ngozi time, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, big boss, it's your mic.
You know, people always ask me, why do I always talk before I sing? And then, like I noticed, before every song, you always have something to say. I feel like people that talk, usually, I think they should have something to say or they shouldn't talk. You know what I'm saying? Because anytime I have something to say, I'm going to say it. Because it may help you along your merry way. You feel me? I'm an entertainer. I'm in show business, and I can't speak for everybody that's in show business, but a lot of people don't understand this. You know, they look at me different, but there's no difference. I need the same things that you need. I mean, it's simple. Like, let's say if you were away from home and you try to make home where it was or where it is. You feel me? So like a few days ago, I was in Chicago after the show, and I had previously seen this young lady sitting backstage, and she seemed like she had a whole lot of time on her hands. I mean, I didn't know. After the show, I was a little lonely and didn't want to go back to the room by myself. I'd been feeling her vibe the whole night, so I said, "What's good, baby? What you doing after the show?" She said, "I ain't doing nothing." "Well, check this out. I'm at the Westin Hotel, room 235. Why don't you stop by and have a drink with me?" She said, "You don't want to buy me no drink. You can buy me a drink here. You're just trying to get me up in your room." And you know, so many times as an entertainer, I hear this, and it makes me feel so bad. Because I've always been the type of person, if that was the case, I'd say, "Yeah, I want you to come to my room." The only reason you'd be hanging around is because you were just waiting on an opportunity, if that was the case. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can fool me, but you can't fool yourself. If I want something, I'll let you know. If I want water, I'll say, "Hey, I'm thirsty. Please, fix me a drink." You feel me? What I'm saying is this, you know, I'm going to be gone tomorrow. I mean, even if I wanted to stay, my job won't allow me to. You see, it gets real technical down to the contracts, agents and stuff like that. See, with them, it's all about money. But with me, it's all about feelings. I don't want to get you involved. I don't want to get your life messed up. If you got something going on, just
cool to have a man from 9 to 5. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't get hung up on me. Cause tomorrow it might be cold down the road. I mean, it's cool if you can handle it. You know what I'm saying? See, if you got a good man, remember one thing. It's right here. Oh, he'll be there. Yeah. When your sun goes down. And I'll be somewhere running down that same old line. In another town, another town. Listen. I thought I'd let you know where I'm coming from. I don't really mean you no wrong, but I gotta keep moving on. I gotta keep moving on. He'll be there. When your lights go dim, yeah. Why chase me up and down the road? And in your mind, you know that you should be with him. Oh, we can't help what we feel inside. Wanna let it all out, but we're hung up on pride. Oh, oh, pride can't fulfill a need inside. Come and get it, go home, but leave it. I'm just telling you like it is. When the sun goes down, yeah. You ain't always gonna be sweet 16, so why you carrying around a little weight? Somebody's gonna be good. Don't get me wrong, I fall in love like any other man do, but I gotta keep moving.
Wow, what an amazing show tonight. I tell you, Mr. Boston, I really enjoyed this show tonight. I enjoyed your guest, and wow, I was saying to myself, I'm like, oh my gosh, she is just as nasty as Mr. Boston with her poetry. I loved it, though. It was amazing. It was, you know, sensual, and it was amazing. I liked it, erotic. And whatever other adjective you guys want to, you know, put towards that poetry by Goddess Essence. And I am so glad Clev One asked your name. And Goddess Essence is much easier to pronounce because I was going to try to pronounce your name. And I was going to either say Alto Voice, Alto Voice, or Alto Voice, Moss. So probably botched it up all the way around. But Goddess Essence, I love it. I love it. I love it. And Mr. Boston, amazing poetry by you as always. And Brother O, the music tonight, I really enjoyed Calvin. I've never heard of Calvin Richardson until tonight. And I love his music. He's like a cross between, I think, between Anthony Hamilton and, what is that guy's name? Not Kim, but I had his name on the tip of my tongue before. But he's a cross between two different vocalists, male vocalists that I like, and amazing, amazing music. And Mr. Boston, I'm going to take a moment to guess what? Congratulate you tonight. The poetry legend, Jeffrey Sanders, Mr. Boston, on his all-time connection record with his seventh WBNN all-time connection record with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer and our company's sixth consecutive. So congratulations tonight, Mr. Boston. Job well done. Definitely job well done. And Sister Bessie, just want you to know that I love you very much. And I was disappointed that you did not come with some of your poetry tonight. And I know that you love sharing your poetry and you always have something for us. And I missed hearing that tonight. So definitely get well. Please get better soon. I'm definitely going to be keeping you in my prayers. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Tai Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Stay tuned tomorrow night for Standing Up the Sticks with WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, Clever One. That's tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. And I just want to make one correction tonight. Mr. Boston said that you guys can tune in to WBNN shows 7 days a week. It's 6 days a week, everybody, Sunday through Friday. We're off on Saturdays. So Sunday through Friday, you can definitely tune in. As he said, if you have Metro or T-Mobile or any other carrier that does not allow you to call in, you must download that TextNow app, choose a phone number, and then you can listen to all of our shows 6 days a week, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now back to Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we close out, I have just one message for you to think about. And it's called a preamble to my sister Queen. Because this is only the entrance to where you allow me, your front door, to enter, to deliver this simple lesson so you stop being misconstrued. Let me render some truth to you. So you place a stop sign in front of what you've been thinking and a go sign that says rethinking. Queens, I am a lion. Did you think the lion was sleeping because you didn't hear him roar? There are many trails that lead to understanding, and I am a trail of that understanding. But it is not my job to bring to you the love you search for. You need to make way to generate the love you desire by introducing the love of yourself. Please don't place me on your pedestal. This is the surest way to set me up to fail and fall away from you. Yet neither will I play the role of God or a God. I am far from that. I'm exactly what I was created to be. Let me make it plain and clear. I am a man, the Taurus man, well-grounded, headstrong, with the mind and thoughts of an ancient hunter. But my rightful place is king on the throne of simplicity, respect, accountability, of suitability. This is a preamble to you, queens. Just pay attention and the story will unfold to you at the right time. So close to your eyes to take notes. I am an energy of simple mental economy, but on a wide-ranging platform of integrity. I am energy of a mental economy, but on a wide-ranging platform of integrity. I am a spiritual system in vibration mode with sympathy, sincerity, and great ideas of impartiality. Queens, I am self-reliant of an accomplished spirit, far from a castle built upon ignorance, yet a moral evolution, and I do not lack order. I am a branch of mental commerce that will make a greedy mental industry crumble because my fixed principle regulates my thoughts. My character is raised upon the house of life. And here, your journey might begin. Ladies, the journey has been long. And you, the mothers of earth, have made it successful. And in this body, your spirit has been placed before you, not above you, need to be below you, but to walk hand in hand beside you, to bring the message of yourself, your pains, your gains, your help to build your mental attitude. And that's the Boston Chronicles from WBNN. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.